The professor found him. My friend told him that I was at church. The professor was furious. When I came back from church, he said, "You're a youth being raised under the red flag of the Communist Party, so you should not indulge yourself with Western thoughts and religion." Then came other school leaders and Communist Party leaders. They all tried to lead me away from Christian thinking. But I prayed constantly through all of this, and the Lord strengthened me. Finally, my professor threatened me. He said I could give up my Christian beliefs or give up being class president. I told my professor that I would rather be a Christian than head of the class. He thought that was unbelievable. Why would anyone make this kind of sacrifice for Jesus? But I felt free and relieved. As class president, I couldn't tell others I was a Christian or I'd be removed. But now I could share Jesus freely with my friends on campus. After college, I wasn't completely satisfied in my heart because I saw many people come to church for different purposes. Some people wanted blessings for their business. Others wanted to find relationships. I was disappointed with these attitudes. I wanted a more authentic spiritual life and to become more mature in my faith. So I cried out, "If you're a God that exists just to meet people's needs, then I don't want to believe in you anymore. If you want me to continuously follow you, give me direction as to which way I should go in my life." That year, there was a Christian conference south of my area. I went because I wanted to become a church leader. But at this conference, many of us were arrested. 30 or 40 elders and people in leadership were brought to prison. The officials thought I was a top leader because I was well-educated. They placed me in a solitary room. They watched me minute by minute. The police asked the head of the prison, the big boss, to monitor me closely. Then the guards began to beat me. I was young and afraid. But then came the day they asked me to share about Christianity. It was the big boss who said all the prisoners were required to listen as well. "Everyone listen carefully," the big boss said. "If he repeats himself, you can beat him." The prison had a rule that we had to study in the morning and evening. But now they had to study by listening to me teach about Christianity. I would preach twice a day, starting from Genesis, without a Bible. I touched on nearly everything, especially why we need Jesus. After each session, the big boss would debate with me. I had to pretend he would win. But I knew that every time I would preach, hearts were softened. There was hierarchy within the jail. Originally, I had to clean toilets, but every day after I would preach, I would get upgraded. Soon, I was moved to a wooden bed. Then I got to sleep near the big boss, not near the toilets. Finally, I started to get meat sometimes, not just a little rice. So I knew the big boss was slowly changing his mind. The big boss was a kung fu master. He could beat anyone. He had restless hands. Any disobedience was met with his wrath. And he had a law degree. After I stayed there 1 month, he said, "You must be sentenced to at least 3 years." That's when I cried out to God, "Lord, I can't be here 3 years." Then I prayed, "Lord, if I bring this man to Christ, then can I go?" The presence of the Lord was so real, so strong. All I could do was continue to pray. Then I felt relaxed and released by God. One night, the big boss couldn't sleep. He asked me to talk to him. He said one of my words from God.